They mostly all frame houses.
Okay. The big building behind the house where hay is stored and cattle are housed is called?
A barn.
The building you store corn is,
corn crib.
What do you call a building or part of a building where you store grain?
Crib.
You use the crib too?
Yeah.
Could you describe it?
Well, it's just a large room in the barn. We put hay up in the loft, and then down here we put the grain.
If too much hay is gathered to get in the barn, how is it kept outside?
Baled.
And what's the shape?
Stacked.
What's the shape of the pile?
Well, it's, you wouldn't say it a square. It was longer than it was wide. We call them bales.
Mm-hmm. What was the shape when it stacked it? Oh, you're talking about when they actually put it into a bale.
Well, they just stack it up. That'd be shot, but he's talking about when they stack the bale hay. They stack it. One bale up on top of the other.
That's shock.
Well, you know, they call them
shocks,
and they have a tall...
It's like an Indian
weed. Yeah, but that's...
And they call them shocks.
Oh, that's a shock. Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. That's before it's been baled. That's before it's been baled.
But the cows eat around
the joint. Yeah,
cows. Okay. How does it keep from mildewing out there? And I wondered about that when they just pile that hay up.
Well, I'm sure that a lot of times it does, but the air passes through it. It helps to counteract that buildup of mildew, I imagine.
They stack it that way, then, so it has passed through. I guess when you first cut the hay, what do you do with it?
Well, they rake it.
Do you know any names for small piles of hay raked up in the field?
Well, I wouldn't know unless that would be a shock. I don't know.
He meant pile it up. I wouldn't know.
Where do you keep your cows?
Locked barn.
Do you have a special shelter for them to get in under when it's raining?
Yes, we have. At the barn, we usually have a cow shelter, we call it a cow shelter.
What do you call the place where you keep your horses?
Stalls.
Besides corn, did you ever have a special place where you would milk the cows outside?
Yes, we milked them out in the lot, out from under the shelter.
Where do you keep your hogs and pigs?
Well, we call them pig pens. I know better now. We call them a sty now.
Well, a sty was something got in your eye. Where did people used to keep their milk and butter before the days of refrigeration?
Cellar.
Do you remember a trough near a stream where the spring rose and the water would run through the trough? Where you set jugs and crocks of milk and butter?
Yes, plenty of times.
What did you call that? Area?
Well, we called it a milk trough, didn't we, Stanley? Down at the spring, you know, where we keep our milk. They built us a trough down there, and we'd set our milk down in there to keep it cool.
It was called the milk trough. Mm-hmm. What do you call that place around the barn where you might let the cows, mules, and other animals walk around?